Here's today's edition of Health in a Heartbeat. You likely don't think about it much, and that's good, because it can seem a little creepy and even gross. We're talking about the untold amount of bacteria that exists in your home, workplace, schools, and other buildings where we spend so much of our time. Whole colonies of microorganisms live inside the buildings for which we are so familiar. These bacteria live in dust. Even if you clean regularly or hire someone to do it, your rooms are still loaded with bacteria. To learn more about these bacterial roommates of ours, researchers from the University of Oregon constructed teensy dollhouse-sized rooms and put dust from people's homes inside the rooms. Some rooms were designed not to let any light in. Some had regular windows to allow sunlight to stream in. Others had special coating on the windows to let in only ultraviolet or UV light. The scientists put the rooms outside for exposure to daylight. They controlled the temperature in each room to keep it similar to that inside a home. After 90 days, they analyzed the bacteria in each room. What they found was pretty interesting. There are about twice as many viable bacteria in the dark rooms as in the light ones. Viable bacteria are those that are able to reproduce. The kind of light flowing into the room made little difference in bacterial population. Additionally, the researchers noted the dark rooms had bacteria related to types known to cause respiratory illness. The rooms where light did penetrate had almost none of these types of bacteria. So to maintain a healthy indoor atmosphere, start this daily habit. Pull back those room darkening curtains when you start your day and let in the light. This edition of Health in a Heartbeat is brought to you by University of Florida Health, committed to advancing excellence in patient care, research, and education, and by WUFT-FM. For more information or to subscribe to our weekly e-newsletter, please visit our website, heartbeatradio.org.